In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please be seated. I have to apologize. This morning my voice is a little bit weak, so I'm going to be a bit brief this morning. Please hold your applause. Well, today is the first Sunday after Christmas. I've often referred to it jokingly as National Do Not Go to Church Sunday. But really, today is a Sunday which is about creation. The story we heard from the Gospel of John is a story of creation. It's one of three creation narratives in the Bible. The first and the second ones are found in pretty logical places, places you would expect. You have the first creation story, Genesis 1, which starts in the beginning. God created the heavens and the earth. The second creation story follows right after it in Genesis 2. So the first one is this one that we think of, the seven-day creation narrative, and this second one is on the day that God created the heavens and the earth. And then that story goes into the story of the Garden of Eden and Adam and Eve. This third creation story is a bit different. First of all, it's a little odd because it is the shortest of the three creation narratives. It's only five verses long. And secondly, it's also very strange because of where it is found. Now, you expect the first two to happen at the very beginning of the Bible. This one is nowhere near the beginning. This one is tucked into the New Testament, not even at the first part of the New Testament, but the beginning of the fourth book. Nonetheless, this creation narrative that we heard has all the familiar evidence of elements of creation. You have especially these two things, which are word and light. So we have word. In the beginning was the word. Now, you think back to that Genesis 1 creation story, and there were words spoken. What were those words that God spoke? Well, those are the first words of the Bible. Well, okay, you're jumping ahead a little bit. I know you're Episcopalians here, but you know this one. Yes, let there be light. Linda gets the prize for today. God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. Those are the words from Genesis 1. And we might gloss over this and not make any connection. But then John gives us his own version of it. And he reminds us of those words. And he says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him. And without him, not one thing came into being. And so now we have this, how the word was used in creation. God spoke, and creation happened. And then John continues on, as we have this reference to light. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And so now we have the story about word and light and creation. And so we might be all right. We might be hanging on here, going along with the story, but then John does something that we just do not expect. Just to keep us on our toes, John tells us, the Word became flesh. The Word became flesh and lived among us. It would be very easy to pass Jesus off as just another person. It would be very easy to think that Jesus was just some guy. You know, he was just some really good guy. Told a lot of good stories, helped some people out, shook things up, died unjustly for his beliefs. Now, these are certainly truths about Jesus, but there is so much more to Jesus than just that. Jesus is the living God who came into human form and lived among us. By taking on flesh, you know, flesh, that's the stuff that's created by God. That's the stuff we're made of. He took that on, and he became one of us, with all of us who are created by God. Our reading we heard today from Galatians says that God sent his Son, born of a woman, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you're no longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then also an heir through God. You are children of God. With all this talk of light and adoption, I'm reminded of Jesus' words in the Gospel of Matthew when he says, you are the light of the world. And I tend to think of that light being something that is reflecting of God, that we reflect this light coming from God. But there's even more to it. Because God took on created form. God took on flesh, giving us this light. It is a recognition that Christ can be found in every one of us. This is what it means to be children of God, that we are reflections of our Creator, but even more, that we ourselves can shine this light of our Creator. And so, keeping this in mind, I have three thoughts. The first of all is, when you look at yourself, do you really believe that you are a child of God? Are you able to see past your own shortcomings, your sins, your failings? Or can you believe that God simply loves you deeply? And loves you deeply enough to take on your nature and all the trappings of humanity and still see you as his own? And secondly, how do we act as children of God? Do we take this for granted? Do we just know that it is the way it is and we just go along with it? Or do we, especially those of us who hold ourselves out as Christians, do we do all that we can to be Christ to one another? And thirdly, how do we see Christ in everyone else? Do we hold some out as more godlike than others? Because of respect or a place in society? Or can we look past differences, see beyond labels, see beyond unwashed faces, beyond age, beyond everything else? And can we see God in every person, just as that light of God is in every person? Amen.